He got the look.
He got the look.
She was flabbergasted that we were
all right,
I'd
like to call the Park and Rec Commission meeting to order at 6:38.
Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You do a roll call.
We'll get in trouble here.
Roll call, please. Gloria, when you get a chance.
Certainly. Okay. So let me flip over here since I don't have time to write. Okay. Commissioner Stone.
Present.
Commissioner Barlow.
Present.
Commissioner Hillman is absent. Commissioner Plikas.
Present.
Commissioner Mathewson is absent. Commissioner Carver is absent. Commissioner Chase is absent. Commissioner Schober.
Present.
Thank you. Alterations to the agenda. Alterations to the agenda. We don't have a quorum, so we'll just, we won't be able to vote on anything tonight. Excuse my voice. I have a cold going on. All right, remarks from the public regarding items on the agenda.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Brian Baker, and I live at 560 Chesterfield Road in the thriving metropolis of Oakdale.
So welcome.
So I'm here tonight to speak on item 11B on your agenda, and I have some thoughts I'd like to express, if I may. Prior to reaching your final decision about raising the establishing the rental fee for the large pavilion, please consider the following points. These factors include but are not limited to: one, there is a $100 per month minimum charge for electric meters before the utilization of electricity by a renter. The more devices that are utilized by the renter, the cost increases, and that includes the cost of lighting for an evening or night event. Then factor into the cost if entertainment such as a band or DJ is utilized. Water testing is required at $155 per month for the months of April through November. Yearly portable toilet rental is $100 a month for the large pavilion. Weekly mowing, trimming, and site cleanup, mid-April through November 1st. Weekly trash removal, rental bathroom cleaning, permanent bathroom cleaning, and seasonal winterization. Labor, equipment hours, and materials required for the site maintenance. Town's investments in the infrastructure for upgrades, repairs, and maintenance. Who is monitoring the rental times that are being adhered to? The number of residents and non-residents that rent the facilities on an annual basis. And finally, it is important that the deposit should be kept separate from the rental fee and not deducted from it. While I support exempting nonprofit organizations from the charges, it may be beneficial to consider implementing two distinct rental programs, one for town residents and another for non-residents. In many cases, non-residents do not contribute financially to the community through taxes. Therefore, is it reasonable to evaluate whether they should benefit from the resources funded by local taxpayers? The large pavilion is one of eight facilities noted, and I believe all require attention. Because of rising annual operational costs for each facility, it is my opinion that their rental fees should all be increased. In conclusion, while it may not be feasible to recoup the expenses incurred from these facilities, it is essential that we strive to recover a portion of the cost. Ongoing losses and revenue are unsustainable given the rising cost of annual operational expenses. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. I do have a copy of what I've read. If you'd all like a copy just to refer to. But again,
Gloria.
Sure. Thank you so much for your time, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you. Okay, remarks from the public?
Do you want me to speak on stuff now, or do you want to wait?
Depends what you want to speak on.
We've got quite an agenda that falls underneath public works.
You want to come up? Yeah, why don't you? You could speak as we talk about it, because we can't vote on anything tonight anyway.
Yeah, no, like the parking lots and stuff, I can at least get paid you out a little bit.
Okay. Is that okay with everybody?
What?
Interact with John as as appropriate as comes up. All right,
we need him.
Remarks from the public. Okay. Six, we will have to skip. Recreation Director's report for March 2026.
The two major things we have going on this month are the Easter egg hunts on the 28th. We have one at 1 o'clock in the afternoon for the 10 and under group of children. No registration is required. They just show up. So there's anywhere between 200 and 250 kids. We do have some fire trucks that come up. The Oxbow Masons co-sponsor the event with us. So they donate $400 towards the purchase of the eggs. And we also get 10 movie tickets from them for the flashlight hunt that starts at 7:30 that night. So they're very involved, and they're actually there with at least a dozen or so brothers to help usher the kids to the appropriate fields. And then we found out from the high school earlier, about two weeks ago, that they're going to be using the gym during the day. So that means we'll have to move summer camp tile as again, and other highlight is that the grant that was written, we did get approval for $1.15 million, which was the Camp Oakdale parking lot, and the meeting I had, Zoom meeting I had yesterday with them, was just to let us know that it isn't official yet. This governor has not signed off on it. Once he does, then their board signs off on it. So it could be as long as 60 days from now until that happens. Hopefully that'll happen sooner than that. But until then, we can't spend any money on the project. But I know that John has some funding in his for engineering services. So I believe the mayor has instructed John and CLA to come up with a bid package so that as soon as we can get it out on the street. Because I believe the best time frame for us to get this done is going to be the first 3 weeks of July. Because people are, groups are using it till at least the middle of June. And then the last week of July is when football and soccer begins. So if we get it between that 3 weeks, that would be ideal. If not, then they'll have to find a way to work around us.
Not to cut you off, the other things to note, I thought we had some issues with the pickleball courts. They were being used as a temporary dog
waste disposal system.
So at some point,
people don't get it.
Public Works and we locked the tennis courts, and so then when it got nice and the snow melted, people wanted them open. But it's a battle we fight with a lot of the facilities, even at the high schools. People misusing fields and the pickleball courts. And again, because of the surface on there, if there was snow in there, you don't really want it shoveled. So anyway, they're open now, I believe, John?
Yes.
Yeah. But there was a few complaints that they were locked, but we may just want to pick a date and lock them from now on for the winter and just be done with it. but we can.
How about the repairs that were supposed to be done on that? Are those done or?
I don't know if they ever came back and did
they ever come back and fix those?
They'll be here this spring. I got an email from them. We did look at the posts when we reopened the courts, and two of the posts looked like there was cracking around. And he said that's normal. That's the post itself, not anything else. But it slides into the sleeve. So the post was coming up, and no damage. But they'll come here with some paint and paint it up, and they'll be fine, yeah. So should be probably mid-May. Still has to be warm enough to do it. This rate, I'm not sure we're going to get warm enough.
Typical. Anything else, Pete?
No, I think we've got quite a lot to talk about and
okay.
other stuff here.
All right. Any questions on his report? Report from finance?
We're looking very, very good as far as our balances are concerned. Kind of in a slow, non-spending few weeks right now. Kind of the mud season, if you will. It'll pick up again when we get mid-April through the end of June, especially for summer camp and some part-time stuff.
And you're not anticipating any overages?
I am
in
not.
The budget at all? As far as the 079 fund, there's $77,000 in there now. We'll be talking about that a little more later. Pete, don't forget, we asked for you to try to put together a complete revenue for the year.
Yeah.
So I know. Yeah,
I got that.
I know it's going to take a little time, but yeah, we do want to see that. So for all the programs and
I plan to give you dance, gymnastics, and summer camp, just as a two special revenues and one general fund one to take a look at the difference between them.
Yeah, and do we get any revenue at all from soccer or lacrosse or nothing?
Nope.
Do we know how many participants are in those programs? I think we've asked for that before.
Soccer,
We don't need it today.
Oh, okay.
That should be part of the...
Gotcha.
That should be part of it, just so we can get an overall picture of the facility usage. So, any questions on the finance information? April newsletter.
The one page that is not in there just yet is the farmer's market one. I do have that from Councillor Southard, so they'll be adding that into it as well. Right now, the summer camp job applications are coming in slower than normal. So I'm going to hit that up on our website and Facebook page and whatnot, see if we can get some additional.
Do they have to be 16 to work there, Pete? Is that the age?
Lawfully, no, because they could get a work permit if they were younger than that. But it's been almost 12 years since I've had someone younger than 16. They've got to be pretty exceptional,
mm-hmm.
only because you're dealing with so many kids. I mean, they all have at least some babysitting experience, but this is nothing like babysitting. I mean, you've got 20 kids and there's two of you, so it's like being on steroids with babysitting. And,
well, and the commissioners on the newsletter, there's Bill. Is he our new person?
He's the only applicant. And Monday
shouldn't be on there then.
Right. Well, if he gets, I think Monday, are you interviewing mayor for commission members at your next council meeting? Yeah, I believe if I saw something from Agnes that was asking him to come for his interview, Bill Bauer.
No, not that I'm aware of. I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But I'll take it off, though.
But I think that happens at a town council meeting.
Correct, but I thought it was like Monday.
Oh, I got you.
Not to renew.
No. He's brand new. He would be brand new.
What happens is at the town council meeting, which we don't get the agenda for until usually the Thursday before, they tell us who's interviewing, they give us the applications, and then at the town council meeting, we go into executive session. And
right, but you don't have a meeting until April now, right?
It'll be before the next one of these, yes.
But should he be on the newsletter if it goes out before he's...
I don't know why he would be on the newsletter.
He's on this newsletter as one of the...
He needs to come off.
That's all I'm seeing.
Yeah.
And he'll skip a month if necessary. Wish he was already voted on.
I was on the understanding he was going to be interviewed before this came out. So, and he was the only applicant at this time. So.
Well, you can make that decision.
Trying to get ahead of the game.
Any comments on the newsletter?
I think so.
Okay. Unfinished business. These are just things we check in on every month. The pickleball parking improvements, with the $175,000 state bond. Yeah, I'll let you go one by one if you want. I believe that we're trying to get bid packages together for these, but you let me know.
So, John Carlson, Public Works Director for the Town of Montville. Just to start off, the pickleball parking lot improvements. A couple of years ago, we had a truck during the middle of winter drive in there and sink through the asphalt. So we have a couple soft spots that we're going to try to fix. One of the challenges for Public Works is... there are no maps of where anything is underground. So currently we're doing a little homework to see if we can find the septic system and the leaching field for the bathrooms that are currently there. We're looking at adding drainage in the parking lot where the soft spots are to hopefully stop them from being soft spots after we redo the parking lot. So that's one of our challenges we're up against right now. And the other problem I have is, to go along with that is the camera system too at the pickleball courts. We're trying to find a good location to run the wiring, or because we need internet for the camera system so you'll be able to watch it live. So we think we have the run, but I need to get in contact with the company to come in and locate all the power lines that are underground before I can start digging so that I'm not pulling up the tennis court light wires. Most of it's direct bury, which is kind of a bad thing. So
you found some of that when you were doing the Camp Oakdale parking lot.
Right. That was one of the big issues we had up at the large parking lot at Camp Oakdale was direct bury. But we are working. Kyle is working on a plan and getting that done. The large pavilion, we're working on improving the drainage there. We're going to put some drainage on Oxboxo Dam Road to hopefully stop the puddling that you get after a heavy rainstorm on the property. We've talked about that. I got to do some test pits next week for him to be able to see what's in there underground. We're trying to figure out if we're going to hit ledge or not in the closest location we can to each catch basin. So we are working on that. It is currently in the works. And like I said, for that stuff, it's like it got hit like with everything. It's like here's the large pavilion. We got that approved. We got the tennis courts approved. Now we got the Camp Oakdale parking lot. We just kind of like dumped a bunch of work on top of them, on top of what we're already working on. So it is quite challenging for them. So just, you know, bear with us. We will do it as fast as we can.
And just so you know, I know, you know, this is never popular. I had mentioned last month that, you know, the town might really want to consider increasing our budget for town engineering services because there's a lot going on. So I recognize the challenge.
Yeah.
And everybody wants their stuff today, so.
Yeah.
But
we get it.
But there's only, I do understand there's only so much.
Yep.
But
yep.
It would be nice if we could get more.
So basically, the first one is the pickleball parking lot improvements. Kyle and I are working on that. The large pavilion, we're working on that one. Pickleball camera project, I will work with IT on
that's
that.
That's IT.
Yep. IT has that budget line item. The privacy screen Peter was working on, I kind of passed the buck on to him, and he took it over for me. The Camp Old Eagle maintenance building, the building is up. We got hit with super cold weather and snow, and it kind of stalled the project.
Just so you're aware, I took a copy of your email, and all the commissioners have your notes on that.
Okay.
You're going to go over them again, but they are aware of.
Yeah, just general. I mean, we had enough money to build the building, and electrical wasn't included. We did some of the electrical work. I got a price, and it ended up being $19,700. You know, I do need to put a burglar alarm in there. I have enough to do half of the electric and the burglar alarm if you guys support the other $10,000. I know you can't do it tonight, but I look for your support in the future. We have to do a lot of grading because that was not part of the contract. And the other part that wasn't part of the contract was installing bollards and a front pad out front of the building to protect the corners of the building when guys are backing in. So we have the material to do that. It's just a matter of, like, you know, $2,000 worth of cement to do the work, and I have to have it laid out. But because everything was frozen, it was tough to work this winter. We couldn't do anything. The other thing that happened today, I removed three trees in the front because of the amount of damage we're going to do to the root system. After looking at the grades, I was afraid of killing those trees. And while we had the bucket truck, we removed them.
Around
building? In front of the building where the garage doors are. So it should, by the time we're done grading and the stumps are removed, we'll make a little bit better. Sometimes when you look at a plan, you say, wow, that'll work. And then after you physically look at it, you're like, wow, that's not going to work as well as you hoped it would. So, you know, that happened. The other thing that happened this week, just real quick, is we took a tree, maple tree down at Fair Oaks, the community center, due to the fact that the top fell out of it and it was actually dying. And they had picnic tables underneath it. So it was, the decision was made to remove it after the top broke
out.
That
was a while ago.
No, we just did it today.
Okay.
Just did it yesterday. I'm sorry, yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, if you see another tree missing up there, it's missing because it was dying and it fell out. The top fell out. So.
Okay.
Peter and I did meet up at their Camp Oakdale parking lot. I went to new business real quick, but I know you got your the Camp Oakdale parking lot. We spoke with Kyle. One of the concerns I have is one of the light poles. I'm not sure if there's any conduit underneath the parking lot. So my concern is I've had so many recent breaks. I've had two recent breaks up there that have been significantly cost to repair those breaks because the wire's direct bury. It's not conduit. So we had to install new conduit to get the lights back up and running. So before we do that, we're going to try to install a new conduit if there is not one existing before we do the new parking lot, because I don't want to go in there with all that machinery and then have it break, and then all of a sudden everyone goes, the light doesn't work, and I'll be like, okay. So we're going to try to be preventative in that and fix it, and we're going to do a little bit more. I think we can gain some parking by readjusting some of the islands that are there, and that'll give us a few more spots, and we can adjust some of the handicap accessibility to get wheelchairs in better across parking lot and stuff and out to football.
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen, we did pave underneath the football bleachers. It came out really nice. It was kind of time consuming for us to move them and weed whack and paint and clean underneath them. The litter that after a football game and stuff was just unreal, you know, so we did pave underneath them, and we made a nice paved way to get in there for an ambulance or something out onto the field now. So
no, I didn't see that.
It come out really nice. We just have to do a little bit of more work looming and seeding around it, and hopefully that'll come out really nice. I know football was happy about it. It raised the bleachers and it leveled them a little better. So,
and it'll save you some work.
It'll save a lot of work. The robot has been tremendous. You don't understand how much that has helped in painting. We support the Board of Education a little bit with it. We paint their fields once at the beginning of the season so that they don't have to line it. It takes like three guys to lay out a field. The robot does it for them. And all they have to do is trace the lines once we're done.
And I believe when, because I think we helped pay for that.
You did.
And I think at the time we said if you need help with any of the maintenance on it or whatever, just, you know, ask and we can discuss it, see if we can come up with something.
It's been a great tool and a learning tool for them, you know, but it's been an awesome purchase. It's really taken a lot of labor out of making a field look nice. It takes 2 hours and it paints the whole football field by itself instead of three guys a day to paint a field. So
that's awesome,
you know. But so like I said, we'll continue on. Any other questions or comments?
Yeah, I was going to say, anybody have any questions for John while he's here?
John, you were just talking about you're not too sure where the electrical's buried in the parking lots and stuff. Can't you just call before you dig, and won't they come up and try to find all
that? No, they don't. They do the service if you're doing the work. There is a private company that comes up. They're a little pricey, and they can locate all your electrical and stuff for you. Last year when I had a little bit extra money, I paid for one day for them to come up, and they located all the football field lights, all the softball field lights, and then we had CLA come in and put it on a plan. So I know where about 90% of the electrical is on the field, so when we go to work on them, one of the concerns was Field 7. We were planning to do some drainage work up there to try and get it a little drier, but we're like, where's the electrical for the lights? It's all on the outside of the field. So once we found out where the electrical was, now we're like, okay, now we can consider where we can put drainage to make it work. So I've been trying to be proactive and catch up on things that we didn't have, and it's been very helpful to know that information when you don't know where anything is.
All right.
And how about Uncas Health District for the septic?
We were looking into that, but due to the fact that I believe it was done sometime in the late 70s.
They might have something, because I've been calling them for other stuff.
Yeah, so. I had the actual paperwork filled out, but there was no map with it. I found the paperwork, you know, that you fill out to put a septic in, but there was no real good map of it.
No as-built.
No, nothing. No as-built. Just like the large pavilion is another one of the mystery bathrooms I lock. You know, you kind of just like, it's still working. Don't say anything. You know, I don't know what it looks like. It could be just a leach tank. It could be a tank with a field. I honestly don't have an answer for that one. So that's why we're scared in that parking lot, because who knows what they did back then.
They could have put it under the
parking lot. I don't want to dig around and then all of a sudden end up in the septic field.
Because I'm thinking how that
parking
field
lot
is.
Could be the
it
septic
field. The parking lot could be it. Because the way it's
right.
Set up there.
Yeah, so, but. But those are concerns that we face, you know, as we look at these projects, you know, the things, because like I said, I don't know where do the tennis court lights come out of the building? How do they go? Do they go to which pole do they go to first? You know, there is a pole-to-pole connection because the ground underneath broke, so they put it up above in the air. So if you ever notice that, there's one with an up above. I left it that way because I'm like, well, if it breaks, we can fix it up there. You know, digging underground is just not as easy as it should be, so.
Nope.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks it is, but.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, so number five, the Camp Oakdale Maintenance Building, like John said, he's asked for us to help with half of the cost of the electrical work. We can't vote on it tonight. I think we will obviously support it. We'll just have to put it back on the agenda next month. John, I hope it doesn't hurt you too bad of waiting a month. Well, it's so easy for me to get people here in a regular meeting, you know. We've had that discussion before, so. I wish we could do a phone call meeting. Something, yeah. Just to do a vote on this, but I'm pretty sure the commission supports it, so do what you need to do.
Checks in the mail. Go ahead.
You just said run wild.
Unofficially, yeah. All right, Carnival Committee, Kate, you want to? And let's tell Deb.
Well, you guys got the new trucks.
What's that?
You got the pizza truck.
I got a pizza
and
truck.
You got a truck too, right?
He hasn't. Yes, I forgot the name already.
Yeah, I can't remember either. But the pizza truck's only for Friday and Sunday.
That's good.
But fine.
And I'm working on Mission Barbecue for a barbecue person.
And I don't know if the wing guy, re-emailed him. I don't know if he, Wings on Wheels.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I
yeah.
sent him the application again, said, please get this in as soon as possible. So, and I'm looking for a balloon person. I haven't found.
I have found out that I want to become a balloon twister because they make $250 an hour.
Do they?
Yeah. Because I researched that.
Holy.
For the car.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
So.
So are we getting a Rockwell?
No, yes. Rockwell.
No
Rockwell. Oh, you, I'm
Saturday.
Just
but
Saturday.
Not Sunday.
Right.
Getting a Rockwell.
Yeah, it's at the Travelers Championship on Sunday. And the Bears.
Do a little freaking
ordered.
Okay. Yeah, the other truck is Paul Uka. I forgot what truck he has.
And I saw that Mexican truck today, but it was going too fast.
Under the palm tree.
Chase it.
What do they have?
Montville.
What's he serve?
What are you looking for now?
Pina colada. What was on there?
The menu? Mexican, if we can get a Mexican food truck. That's what other type of food trucks? He's Mexican.
Yeah, what are you looking for?
I have my computer with me. That's where it is. But
we want a Mexican.
Oh, I might be, no, I won't be able to. We have Mr. Hot Dog.
Republicans.
Republicans and Democrats.
Yep, Republicans, Democrats.
Do we have the turkey jerk.
The turkey, perky turkey, I think they're called.
He's, we don't know about the wing, but definitely the pizza, definitely his.
I mean, I don't think anything's definite until they actually
give the application.
Give the application, but John's twisted Q for Friday night, and
he's got grilled chicken and rice, Kahlua pork and rice, beach loaf patty and rice. Oh,
which truck is that, Rocky?
Under the palm. Right. Yes.
Wouldn't they be like pina coladas or something?
Mm. Yeah, so we're just waiting for his application. Did you need more from me, Gloria? Are you good?
Pardon me, sir?
Are you good? Do you need me to reread that? Or? All right. Sounds good. I'm having a hard time talking.
She's not just good, she's very good.
But no, we're in pretty good shape. I think we have more food vendors than last year.
We do. We have some sponsors, too, so that's good.
Some sponsors, yeah. We're still looking for more.
Mayor?
I have a question. Mayor, if we were to put together a letter to send to local businesses for donations, who would sign that? Would that just be Rocky, or, I mean, we need to attach a name to it.
It would be somebody from town, maybe.
Or Pete? Would it be someone from town?
Have to
would
be somebody from town.
I'd say Peter, because he's the rep.
For donations to
the carnival.
Yeah.
Say Peter to do that.
Okay.
What are you offering
now? You couldn't have Peter and chairs in on that.
Okay.
We don't have a chair. That chair, yes, but not a chair of the carnival committee yet.
Right, but not a chair
for
all
the chairs.
The chair. Yeah, but I don't think I can solicit money for the town. I know I can do anything I want, but...
I know. You're covered the
Park Recreation Commission. Okay. All right. Any... yeah, so the carnival's going good. I'm very happy where we're at. New business. We can't... This is more informational. Pete talked about it. We did get the SIF grant recommended, I guess that's the stage we're in, to be approved for a SIF grant of $1.15 million for the Camp Oakdale parking lots. The mayor has requested that a bid package get put together because we don't really know if it's going to be $1.15 million. That was our best estimate at the time. We can't move forward with the project, but hopefully we can have a bid package together, know what it's going to cost, and be ready for when we can move forward with the package. Mm-hmm. That's the goal. Pete was talking, you know, July would be a good time frame. That's probably aggressive, but, I mean, it'd be great if everything would fall into place. So we'll that'll end up just, well, we're aware of it. Pete told us about it, so that'll we'll track that up in unfinished business. And the other is the motion to raise rates at the pavilion. We can't vote on that tonight. John had sent an email that outlined some of the same things that Brian talked about, and that's in the package I sent out today about some of the costs associated with it. You know, we always try to balance, you know, benefit for the public, but, you know, certainly raising the rates is probably warranted. We talked about it once we did all the pavilion work.
So why are they testing the water every month between April? It's required
by the health department.
I think because it's a public water supply.
It's a well. And they require it every month.
That is open.
Are you just testing for coliform or what? Or an E. coli?
We actually didn't pass one time to the wellhead having a hole in it near ground level. During rains, we were actually getting bacteria to it.
Yeah.
And it was like, I don't know, $1,500 to have it repaired.
So you're just testing for those two, E. coli and cold?
They test for a lot.
They do?
I know the bad bacteria they test for, but yeah, if it doesn't pass state inspection, he shows them.
It's pretty extensive, yeah.
Do they?
Hmm.
And, you know, one of the other points we've addressed in some of our programs we run is having different rates for residents and non-residents. I think that's actually something very good to consider. Pete, when you did that study half a year ago, some of the other towns were doing resident, non-resident rates also,
correct.
Right?
Correct, yeah.
So
half,
I think, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Just about half of the communities are doing resident, non-resident.
So I think, you know, we'll kind of reformulate, or I'll come up with something and reformulate that motion. Maybe I'll talk a little bit more with Kate and Brian and John and, you know, Pete, and we'll come up with something that maybe we can present that at the next meeting. So reformulate that a little bit. Yes, Kate, you are recognized.
Thank you. So this is part of it. So
the rules and the regulations I'm going to take to TARP. I don't know how I'm going to take them to TARP because it's Monday and I also have a Board of Ed meeting at the exact same time. But I've talked to Joe Jaskowitz already. And the when we do the price increase, that will have to be brought to the council before it gets posted.
I think we read it's part of the TARP. It's those are actually two committees that have been joined together. One of them is Town Administrative Committee. They're supposed to approve all rates charged by the town. Now, maybe they never have, but they're supposed to.
They're supposed to. I mean, we're trying to do what just we can't just post stuff. We have it has to go through the right channels.
So, in a perfect world, we'll end up having the rate sheet and the rules all in one package, and but might take a little while to get there. So, all right. That's it for now. Communications, I talked about the and included the email I had gotten from John about the some of the storage building statuses and discussions on the rates. We've already talked about that, so I will reopen it to remarks from the public. Remarks from the public. Remarks from the public. Okay, remarks from Town Council Liaison Southard.
Thank you, Rocky. I love the idea of having two separate fees for our facilities for in-resident and out-of-town residents. I think that will be a really good thing. And I just want to express my disappointment in not having a quorum again tonight. You know, this is an important commission. And we're all taking our time out of our lives, including these gentlemen over here who came to have their thoughts known. And it's all it is a little common courtesy to make a phone call and let somebody know that you can't be there. And that's all.
Thank you. Remarks from Recreation Director Bushway.
Just one at this time. I was on the phone with the privacy screen company. We had sent them writing that we wanted on the screen. Town of Montville, the QR code, you know, scan me to. And they're okay doing that, except I just need to get something better for the QR code from them because they've been trying to get it to work and it's not working because I'm not sure. In their opinion, that it's the quality what I sent them is not quite good enough. So if I can get the original maybe and send it to them, they can get it on there. So $3,200 for the 191 feet by 8 feet or 9 feet. I can't remember now which one we ordered.
All right, you probably should we because you have 2,500 authorized, Pete. So. We'll have to get that on the next agenda, if you want.
Yeah, once
unless
I get the
unless you've got
the exact number
stashed somewhere else.
Yeah, want to get that exact number from them.
Okay.
And get the letters on.
And we can go, you know, change it to up to 35
up to
or
whatever,
something,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yep.
So, but
I knew we couldn't do it today because of the.
Anything else on that?
That's it.
Okay, remarks from the commissioners. John?
I have nothing.
Deb?
Since summer camp is coming, I remember last year you had the problem with your granddaughter picking up. So are you going to start to a different program for picking up, like, the kids?
The program won't change. The person who did not follow the policy will change.
Are you good? Okay. And then also, since summer's coming, we have those pickleball courts. Maybe start offering clinics, like for intermediate, or like that people can pay to go to. I know you did a couple last year, but it's something to start thinking of now. So summer's coming.
Yeah, we had maybe six people in the classes.
Yeah, the one in Groton, it fills up. So.
Yep.
So it's not beginners, it's intermediate. I think some people need the next level. That's it.
Okay. Mr. Barlow?
No, I'm good. I'm set.
All right, and I'll reiterate with Kate, you know, it is disappointing we can't get a quorum here. when I send the agendas out, I ask people to contact me, you know, and some people do, some people don't. So that's, you know, if I knew yesterday that people weren't going to be here, we could have canceled the meeting, you know. So,
is there rules, Rocky, or bylaws or something that you follow, or absenteeism, or...
You were, like, proposing beatings?
Is there?
I think you missed three.
Do we try to follow them, or we don't want to follow?
So I think at this point, I can certainly... I certainly could send an email to each individual and ask them if they want to consider resigning. Is that a...
You all had, like, 3 feet of rubber hose you had to run by us?
You know, if they give you a heads up, like when you send out the package, say, well, I'm not showing. Okay, maybe we can accept that, but just to not give us anything and not show up, I mean, that's
kind of...
It's not courteous to the rest of us and everybody else. Right.
I mean, right. So I'm just thinking something maybe we should
look into a little bit. We all love to get together and chat, but, you know.
Right. Well, it's good.
So, yeah, that's all I have. Anything else? All right. Motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Excuse me?
Just adjourn.
Second?
Just adjourn.
Oh, yeah, I can't do that.
Oh, can't do that. Oh.
Just adjourn.
Close the meeting at 7:24. Thank you.
Thank you.